windows here, Jeff, are 2.5 times as insulating as kind of your regular windows. Isn't the window a large portion of your energy loss in a regular home? I know you do this other job as part of your business where you seal a house. So where does the energy loss in a house really happen usually?
Okay, the biggest energy loss in existing homes is the air infiltration. So it's the actual air moving in and out of a house. We have a way that's called a blower door that we can actually test the building and see how much air is leaking. Then what is done is called air sealing or home sealing. The federal government calls it home sealing. The state government, who focus on energy, calls it air sealing. Either one works, but we're actually tightening up the air barrier. So this is actually the energy moving on a superhighway going right out to gaps, cracks, and holes between the inside and the outside of the house. These gaps, cracks, and holes are normally found up in the attic, underneath the insulation, and down in the basement up in the rim joists. So that would be the first step for energy efficiency. Then the next step would be insulation. Now, insulation is nothing more than a time delay of energy moving from the inside to the outside. So one, it's on a superhighway. One, it's on a slow road out. So insulation is important, but it's not near as important as air infiltration. Then the next thing you get into normally is windows, because the windows are the lowest R value. As I said, most houses have an R13 in the walls. It's a 2x4 wall, and it's going to have an R13. The best window you can get today is going to be about an R12 to 15, something like that. That's always changing. So your biggest energy loss is the window itself, because a piece of glass has an R of 1. So if you have a glass and a storm, you have an R of 2. Now, if you put argon gas in it, that'll double it. That'll make it an R4. If you put krypton in it, it'll double it again and make it an R8. Now, if you make it a triple glazed instead of a double glazed, then you can get up into these R10s for the glass package, which is still your energy hole. So your windows are the energy hole and your doors. The house only has a couple of doors, so they're not as critical as the windows, but you do have a lot of windows. Building code requires new houses that are made today. The glass area has to be 8% of the floor space or larger. So if you have a 100-square-foot house, you have to have 8 square feet of glass to make up for that 100-square-foot room.